The Tailor of Gloucester by Beatrix Porter. My dear Freda, because you're fond of fairy tales and have been ill, I have made you a story, all for yourself, a new one that nobody has read before. And the queerest thing about it is that I heard in Gloucestershire that it is true, at least about the tailor, the waistcoat, and the no more twist. Christmas. It'll be at charges for a looking glass and entertain a score tour of tailors. Richard III. In the time of swords and periwigs and full-skirted coats with flowered lappets, when gentlemen wore ruffles and gold-laced waistcoats of paduasoy and taffeta, there lived a tailor in Gloucester. He sat in the window of a little shop in Westgate Street, cross-legged on a table from morning till dark. All day long, while the light lasted, he sewed and snippeted, piecing out his satin and pompadour and lutestring. Stuffs had strange names and were expensive in the days of Tailor of Gloucester. But although he sewed fine silk for his neighbors, he himself was very, very poor. A little old man in spectacles, with a pinched face, old crooked fingers, and a suit of threadbare clothes. He cut his coats without waist. According to his embroidered clothes, they were very small ends and snippets that lay about upon the table, too narrow breadth for naught, except waistcoats for mice, said the tailor. One bitter cold day near Christmas time, the tailor began to make a coat of cherry-colored corded silk embroidered with pansies and roses, and a cream-colored satin waistcoat trimmed with gauze and green worsted chenille, for the mayor of Gloucester. The tailor worked and worked, and he talked to himself. He measured the silk and turned it round and round, and trimmed it into shape with his shears. The table was all littered with cherry-colored snippets. No breadth at all, and cut on the cross. It is no breadth at all. Tippets for mice and ribbons for mobs, for mice, said the tailor of Gloucester. When the snowflakes came down against the small leaded window panes and shut out the light, the tailor had done his day's work. All the silk and satin lay cut upon the table. There were 12 pieces for coat, and 4 pieces for the waistcoat, and there were pocket flaps and cuffs and buttons all in order. For the lining of the coat there was fine yellow taffeta, and for the buttonholes of the waistcoat there was cherry-colored twist. And everything was ready to sew together in the morning, all measured and sufficient, except that there was wanting just one single skein of cherry-colored twisted silk. The tailor came out of his shop at dark, for he did not sleep there at nights. He fastened the window and locked the door and took away the key. No one lived there at nights but little brown mice, and they ran in and out without any keys.